A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." Jesus answered him, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we honor St. Jerome, a great doctor of the Church from the 4th century. We take our modern translations of the Scripture so much for granted. And yet we have to thank Jerome for realizing that the common people needed to read and hear the Scriptures in their own language. He was the first to translate the Old Testament from the original Hebrew into the vulgar language, that is, Latin, the common language of his day, a translation that became the standard for the Catholic Church and was called the Vulgate. Because Jerome began the process to bring the most accurate translation to the people, biblical scholars have continued down through the centuries to work on translations from the original languages in which they were written. Today, we can enjoy the advantage of various very accurate translations of the Old Testament and the New Testament into almost every language spoken in the world. The Scriptures have become available to all. Thank you, St. Jerome. How appropriate, then, is today's Gospel? There are three people who approach Jesus and are eager to follow him and proclaim the gospel message, the message of Jesus. These disciples approach Jesus with great passion and desire in their hearts to follow him. I believe they were urgently eager to do their part to share in the message and ministry of Jesus. Jesus' response seems harsh. And yet his three responses to these disciples were probably no different than what we are hearing from Pope Francis. Go, go, be reckless, be courageous, seize the moment and use your gifts now. We are in this together. We each need to be engaged in building the kingdom. So we hear the responses of Jesus. The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Followers who want to proclaim the gospel may have to endure hardships. Look at the example of those who are reaching out to the masses of refugees in Europe and other places in the world. They have heard this message. Let the dead bury the dead. But you, go. Jesus is not recommending that we be absent from the funerals of our parents. In Mideastern culture, teachings were often made through exaggeration. Jesus' challenge to that disciple and to us is to examine our excuses. If I have a thought about helping someone or affirming someone, or checking my own indulgent negativity, I must do it. Do it now and not put it off. And then lastly, no one who looks back is fit for the kingdom. Jesus is saying what every farmer of his day knew. Good plowing is only done by looking forward, not backward. So the message for today seems to me to be this. stay riveted to the gift of the scriptures. They are for us. Ask for the graces to know our gifts that can be used to proclaim that message in our own places of influence. Then do it. There is for each of us a reckless urgency that is exciting and that will keep us hopeful, looking forward, creating a vibrant church for the future.